insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 25th verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Yawma idhi yuwaffihimullahu deenahumul haqqa wa ya'lamun anna Allah huwal haqqul mubin.
That day, Allah will pay them in full their true recompense, and they will know that it is Allah who is the manifest truth.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, the verses under discussion were about the incident of Ifk. We understood that some rumor mongers tried to accuse some unchaste women in the society, and since the other believers of the society did not take actions against it, did not hinder it, did not stop it, they are also reprimanded by the verses of the Holy Quran. But at the same time, some people took harsh actions against the ones involved in that incident, but the Holy Prophet told them not to withdraw their helps and succor from these people because they are fi sabilillah, because they are the ones who are fugitives in the way of Allah, and they should be saved. They should not be driven away from the Islamic society because they might turn into our enemies. Anyway, after the Holy Quran mentions the incident of Ifk, the Holy Quran warned about the importance of taking great actions against the ones who accuse chaste believing women who are unaware of any kind of evil, and warned us that these such people are cursed in the world and in hereafter, and they will face a very harsh and actually grievous chastisement. And for these people who are not believers, their tongues, their hands, and their feet will testify against them. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. In the previous verse, we understood. But now, it is only in the hereafter that retributions will be given in full. يَوْمَ إِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ.
عَلَى مَرِّ الزَّمَانِ تَأَلَّقَا وَأَضَاءَ لِلدُّنْيَا طَرِيقًا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, brothers and sisters, the verse says, يَوْمَئِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. On that day, Allah will pay them their just due. The Arabic word deen mentioned in this holy verse means either retribution or religion. Therefore, the holy verse could either imply that Allah fully pays people's retributions in hereafter, because only in hereafter it is that retributions and punishments will be given in full, or it could be that the real and true divine religion will be represented to the people, and all fantastic religion founders will realize that Allah is the real deity who is true, right, and obvious. So each of these two meanings is possible in this case because of the difference in the meaning of the word deen. Since full retribution cannot be materialized in this world because of its limitations, for example, how can we in this world punish a kind of pilot who has bombarded a city and who has killed thousands of people? We cannot do such thing. We cannot punish him rightly in this world. But there is no limitation in hereafter. A criminal can be burnt many times in the hell, and each time he will be alive again. So the verse says, يَوْمَئِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. On that day, because that day could bear this incident, on that day, Allah will pay them their just due. وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. They will eventually know that Allah is the very manifest truth. If today in this world, they doubt in the rightfulness of Allah, or they lead people astray, they misguide others, they accuse unchaste believing women who are unaware of any kind of defilement and error, in the resurrection day, the signs of Allah's magnificence, His power, His rightfulness are so obvious that they will make the most stubborn people confess. And that's why in the previous verse we read, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ. In spite of their reluctance, all their bodies' limbs will testify against them. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. We are done with discussing the 25th verse of the chapter. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.